Hello, and welcome back to the Visionary Rising podcast. In last week's episode, we talked about web design and how to create a high converting website. And this week, we're going to dive deeper into sales copy. If you listened to our last episode, my guest Bailey highlighted the importance of copy when it comes to your website. And then I also want to talk to you specifically about sales pages because I have seen firsthand the difference this makes both in my own business and also when I help audit sales pages for my coaching clients. And so I'm going to give you a behind the scenes look at how to audit your sales pages and your website to make sure that people are more likely to not only stay on the page, but also to read what you've written and of course want to take action and work with you further. So we're going to talk about what to look for and what to aim for when someone first clicks over to your page. We're going to look at what not to do and how to make changes to increase conversion and increase the likelihood that someone is actually going to stay and read all of the words that you have written. We're going to talk about where to include your CTA, visual speed bumps, and the importance of headlines. I'm going to give you a trick to auditing the headlines on your own website, as well as some of the things that you want to look out for and mistakes to avoid. And then we're also going to talk about how to communicate what you do in a way that your dream clients will not only understand, but actually care about. So get ready for today's episode. This is going to be another Beyond the Basics look at how you can improve your marketing to really help connect with and work with more of your dream clients. Let's get into it. Welcome to The Visionary Rising, the podcast for freedom-seeking, heart-led, creative entrepreneurs, course creators, and online business owners. I'm Jody Brown, marketing-obsessed hairstylist turned content creation agency owner and visibility mentor, and I'm here to help you build your magnetic brand, grow your audience, and become the authority in your space. You'll get the most up-to-date conversations and strategies on visibility, marketing, social media, mindset, and entrepreneurship so that you can grow your business in a way that feels as good as it looks. Here, we keep it real and go beyond the basics. I'm obsessed with helping creatives get seen and heard and paid well for their work. Beyond a podcast, this is a movement. Welcome to The Visionary Rising. So what we're going to be talking about today is how to optimize your sales pages and website copy. Now, we have talked a lot recently about the importance of solving problems in the right order. So if you're someone who is, this is particularly powerful for educators, but really will apply to anything where you're driving people towards your website in order to encourage them to take whatever specific action, whether it's book an appointment, sign up for your education, live events, any of those types of things. If you're going to be directing people from your social media or any other platform, it is really important to have a firm grasp on the sales page or the website that you are sending them to. So I want to talk today about some of the ways that you can audit your sales pages in order to improve the likelihood that someone landing on them will then want to take action and work with you, join your programs, and it's really evident to them what it is that you do and the benefit for them. Last week, I released an episode with Bailey from Honeywave Creative, and it was all about design for your website, what makes a high converting website. And during this conversation, Bailey shared that definitely copy comes first, and then design is what is used to essentially enhance it. So because of that, I thought that I would go a little bit deeper and really give some nitty gritty on how to improve your sales pages and your website. So take some notes on this because you go and you apply what you learned today. If you apply what I'm going to be discussing here, it's going to make a huge difference in how things convert. And actually, I have an example pinned to the top of my Instagram page. It's Jody Brown, to show what can happen when you do pay attention to these things on your sales pages. And often it's not a full rewrite. Often it is about just optimizing what you've got and making sure to put things in the right order. And then using design and essentially visual speed bumps, visual communication, in order to make sure that people are consuming what you've written. So let's go. We're going to start with when someone first clicks over to a sales page. So let's picture the client journey here. Say you have put all of this time and effort into creating really great content so that you are actually sending people from your Instagram or any other platform to a sales page. What they see when they first get there is going to essentially be a make or break. They are not going to spend a whole bunch of time reading a really long sales page if they're not 100% sure that they are in the right place and that they are going to get the benefit from the time they're investing. Attention spans are notoriously short. Now, we all know this, but what are we going to do about it? And that's what I'm going to break down when someone clicks over onto your page. So one of the most common things I see is that people will essentially use this first area as an announcement of what the program is or what they're about to be talking about. And this is not something that I necessarily recommend unless you have a course which is extremely descriptive. The name really does tell the benefit and the outcome, and the people that are going to it are already extremely familiar with you and, of course, what you have to offer in your program. This is not my favorite approach. What I recommend that you have instead is when they click over, make sure the outcome, the overall outcome or the desire is called out in that first headline. Also, I like to make sure that there is a call to action. Now, in the event that there's not enough room to have all of that in the when they first get over there, make every effort to have that happen though. At least have an arrow or something that's going to show them that when they click over, there's something in it for them. So once they scroll down, it's almost going to be that subconscious, ooh, what's underneath this arrow? That is a really important one to have there. The other thing too, that it's really important to consider is that you want to make sure that when you are writing your headlines, that you are spending 80% of your time working on a sales page on the headlines. The headlines are the most important part. And like I said, this applies across industries because we have so many skimmers. With the way that attention spans are now, when people skim, they're going to just be reading the headlines. So you want to make sure that that makes sense. Now, before I get too deep into the nitty-gritty on headlines, think about, go on it, what it looks like for your sales pages when someone clicks over or on your website even. This applies if you are a service provider, if you are an educator, whatever it is. A general website is going to be a little bit different than an offer-specific sales page. However, you still want to make sure that the outcome and the what's in it for them and a call to action, a way for them to take action, is evident on the website. When I talk about call to action, if you're thinking about kind of the social media way of thinking about call to action, I want to just break down what this is. So essentially on a website or a sales page, a call to action is what is going to tell the person visiting this page what the next step is. So on a website, this might be book an appointment. On a sales page, this might be book a sales call or join the program or join the waitlist or whatever that is. You want to make sure that this call to action is evident as soon as they click over. And it's also important to keep in mind that 99% of people, maybe not 99, but 90% of people are going to be looking at this on their phones, especially if you are someone who's sending people from social media over onto the sales page, because we design these beautiful pages and then don't necessarily take a look on how that's going to translate on mobile. So what this typically means, if you are using a platform like Squarespace or Kajabi, technically it will translate it for mobile, right? So technically it will actually take it and squish it down so that it makes sense. But this is probably the most important place to check when you are creating sales pages or website pages, because if someone goes over and it's like a picture view or an announcement of the program name and there's very little other information, unless someone is visiting the sales page who's already definitely decided that this is what they want to do, it's highly unlikely that that's going to incentivize them to keep scrolling and to actually get into the meat of the copy on the sales page. And this is something where if you're doing it yourself, it takes a lot of time. If you're having someone do it for you, it's a big investment. So it is worth optimizing all of these different pieces to make sure that your potential clients or students are actually reading these beautiful words that were written. So this is a really important one. Make sure, just to recap, that when someone clicks over onto your website or sales page, that the benefit, the outcome, or the what's in it for them, the desire, is front and center. The headline is succinct and really makes them want to read more. And also there is a call to action button, or at the very least, an arrow that's going to point them in the right direction to get to the call to action. All right, let's move on to headlines. So if you listened to the episode that Bailey was a guest on last week, she talked about the importance of breaking up copy. And the reason for this is because there's a lot of different personality types when it comes to how they're going to be consuming your sales page. There's going to be a segment of people who will just skim the headline. That's all they're going to look at. They're going to skim the headline, and they are just going to see whether or not that gives them enough information. So the job of your headlines is not only to tell a story. The headlines need to give them essentially the cliff notes of what this page is going to be about. So if I read through and all I bring is your headlines, I should still have an idea of what's in it for me as a potential client or student. Now, the other job that your headlines have is to make people want to read the sections of copy. So think about this. When you have your website copy, this applies again. Whether you are an educator, this is a sales page, it's vital. If you are a stylist or a copywriter or a designer, it's really, really important that you don't use the headline space. And this is something I see all the time as like, and now we're going to talk about dot, 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 or like, and this is the important part, dot, dot, dot. Like the headlines that a lot of templates especially come with are really, really vague. So take a look right now. I invite you to look at your website or look at your sales page for your offers, even your booking page. And make sure that when you read the headlines, it makes sense. Because if the headlines don't make sense, there is a really low chance that people are going to actually be reading the rest of the copy, unless, of course, they're already decided. So a sales page in itself is meant to act essentially as a salesperson. And a lot of web designers will say this too, that with a well-designed website with great copy, the whole goal is that it's going to give people the information they need in order to take the next step, in order to actually get to a place where they are ready to either book an appointment, work with you as an educator, buy a ticket to your class, whatever that is. That is where they are. That's what this sales page's job is. This is what your website's job is, right? And so often we think about, okay, making sure all the information is there. But what's also important is making sure that the information is there in a way that people will want to read. So I said this briefly when we were talking about this last time. I would spend 80% of your time refining the headline because that is what most of your people are going to read. Some people will continue to read the section, all bullet points. That's something that people are a lot more likely to read as well. But the headlines, if someone's interested in what you have to offer, you're a lot more likely to catch them if you include that relevant information and make sure your headlines are really juicy and enticing and make them want to read more. Now, this is also a design thing, right? So when I talk about headlines, what I mean is bigger text. So if you look at most blogs even, or sales pages or websites for really great companies that you know have invested into this website experience and their copy, you're going to notice that there's bigger, more succinct lines of text, right? Or there's something at the top of the section that is going to entice you to read more. That is what I mean by headline. So it's not just the first line, it's also every line that's bigger, essentially, than the rest of the text. And the whole purpose behind this is both a copy thing and a design thing, because what those are going to do is they're going to act as visual speed bumps, essentially. And it's interesting because I want you to go and look at a sales page from someone that you look up to, whether it's a class that you have purchased in the past, whether it's a coach that you've worked with. Take a look at their sales pages, if this is someone that you know has done the work, and see what is there in the headlines, because that is going to tell you a lot about how to incorporate that into your own sales pages and web copy. The reason that I really wanted to make this episode is because this is one of the biggest things that I tend to talk about with my coaching clients, with my educator clients, because often what'll happen is, and I've talked about this before in a previous episode, we need to diagnose where the fall off is, right? We need to diagnose where people are kind of tuning out when it comes to our marketing and the way that we're sharing our offers. And the way to do that is essentially by going in and making sure that once they, like, you can see that people are going to the website, but then action that being taken after that, then that is an indicator that the sales page, the website needs some attention, right? So when it comes to education, I've heard a lot of people say, like, nobody's buying classes, nobody's buying education, nobody wants to spend money. And I'm here to tell you that is just not true. It, one of the things, though, is that we think that just telling people what it is enough. We think that throwing up the name of the class and the date that it's occurring on is enough, or the name of the coaching program and what they're going to get out of it. But the reality is that the way that we communicate this is everything. The way that we communicate it is what is going to make the difference between whether or not someone sees the value in your education or your services. So this is really, really important and worth putting some time into. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, which I've made an episode all about this, but essentially the concept of properly explaining the benefit. Now, I just kind of briefly foreshadowed this a little bit, right? When I was saying that we are just putting information, but we're failing to tell people why that information matters, right? So if you are saying something like, you know, I'm going to show you three different bridal styles, or I'm going to show you this or that, I'm going to teach you how to write a great Instagram caption, whatever it is that you are doing, or this even applies to services too, like we, like it in your packages, like why does it matter? What is the benefit for our client? If you struggle with this, I really recommend that you go back and listen to the episode about copywriting trick, the two words, it's called the two words that will change your copy. And it's all about how you can really pull the benefit out of the feature when it comes to writing copy for your website, for your sales pages, whatever it is. So it's really vital that people understand not just what the product is, but also why they should care about the product or service. And so if you take a look and audit that and make sure that when you're saying, okay, there's 6 live calls in this coaching program, or say you have a class that's like got a hands-on portion, why is that important? Make sure you explain that, and it will make it a lot more likely that people will actually want to take action and be a part of what it is that you're creating. Now, again, I wanted to just build on this because this is all, if you listen back to this episode, you're going to see that this is a really specific order. So the first thing that you want to take a look at is going to be what your people see when they first click over to the page. Now, just a little bit of a recap. We don't want to use this space just to announce the title of our program, right? We don't want to use this space just to put the date that our class is or our retreat or whatever that looks like. We want to make sure that when someone first clicks over from social media or your ad or whatever it is, from the place that they are now to the sales page, and remember that they're likely on their phones, so check how it looks in that regard. They want to know the outcome or their desire or the benefit is relevant to them, and also a call to action. So these are the things that we want to be checking for, because that is step one. Now, if someone takes step one, which is taking a minute to scroll the page, that is the first action that we want them to take, right? And then the second action is going to be reading the copy and consuming the content on that page. The way that we do that is by using really strong and powerful headlines. So the headlines are going to be what most people are going to read. And some people are skimmers, and that's all they will read. So make sure you go through, ignore the rest of the copy, read the headlines, and see what story that tells. That in and of itself is going to give you a lot of information about the journey. And then the other thing we want to look at too, so not everyone is, of course, just going to skim it. There are going to be some people who are going to read a section based on the headline. So that's another thing to audit. How likely are you to take an action based on the headlines that are on the sales page? That's another thing that you want to look at. And again, this also applies to websites. And then the next thing is going to be features versus the benefits. So we're talking about features of our product. This is going to be down the page a little bit when you are listing, you know, how many calls there are, or what is included in your packages, or any of those other things. We want to talk about why they should care, right? That is so instrumental. And it's really can be difficult sometimes because we forget to put ourselves back where the people that we're working with and the people that we're helping are. We are teaching something because we've come a long way with it, right? Like, we know our stuff, we know what we're doing. And it's important to look back and think, okay, when I was in the place where my ideal client or where the person that I'm speaking to now is, what did I need to know? What was I thinking? And what was the benefit that I was looking for? So this is all, if you implement this, if you go and take a look at this episode when it goes live, which is going to be on Monday on the Visionary Rising podcast, and you apply everything that we've talked about to your sales pages, take a look over, and there's just one example pinned to the top of my page over at It's Jody Brown of what can happen when you actually solve problems in the right order, when you take a minute to optimize the different pieces of your funnel or the different pieces of your client journey, and how that can change the way that you market your business. All right. Thank you for everyone who is listening. I will see you back here, same time, same place, next week on the Visionary Rising podcast. Bye-bye.